أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم أن تبتغوا بأموالكم محسنين غير مسافحين. In the previous ayats, Quran Sharif explained the various categories of women that a person cannot marry, whether it is by biological relationships, blood relationships, or by drinking milk of the same mother, or by marriage, the various types of women that become haram. And now the Quran Sharif explains that besides all those, there are all the other women are halal for you, you can marry them. But there are few conditions. Foregone, understood that nikah is only permissible with Muslim woman. Non-Muslim woman, nikah is not permitted. With regard to Ahle Kitab, there is detail in that, but generally it is only with Muslim woman that nikah is permitted. And that also, there are four conditions for nikah to be permitted. The first is consent. From both the parties, the girl and the boy, man and woman must consent, which normally we call ijab and qabool. The girl is asked, are you prepared to marry so-and-so for so much mehr? And she says, yes. Then the boy is asked, so-and-so has given herself in nikah to you. You accept her as your wife? So he says, yes. So that is the first condition. There must be consent from both sides that they are prepared and they marry one another. Not only that they are prepared, but they marrying one another. The second is the mehr must be fixed. There must be the monetary value that must be fixed, which is called mehr dowry. That also must be fixed at the time of nikah. The third condition is that the nikah must be made for a permanent basis. If a nikah is made on a temporary basis, then that nikah is not valid, it is zina. What the Shias have, muta, that is the zina, that is not permissible. When a person marries, he marries the boy and girl with the intention that this is permanent. If there are problems, Islam has allowed divorce, but at the time of marriage it is that through thick and thin, through all circumstances until mort, this is my marriage and I'm getting married to this man, getting married to this woman, and it is for permanent. So that is the third condition. And the fourth condition is it must be done in public. It must not be done in private. And the least amount of people that are required for it to be a public nikah are the two witnesses. There must be at least two witnesses. If there are no witnesses, a man just tells a woman that I want to marry you, and she agrees also, and there are no witnesses, that nikah is not valid. There must be minimum two witnesses. And the ideal, of course, is that the nikah is made in front of all the people. And everyone then knows now that these are married and their relationship is halal and jai. So they don't have any wrong ideas when they see them together, etc. So those are the conditions of nikah. And there is no expiry date for nikah also. And nikah also is that it is muhsineen, ghayra musafihin. That it is in order to protect the chastity of both. That the man is only for his wife, the wife is only for her husband. And not just to have fun and just have sex. That also should not be at the time of nikah. That I'm getting married just to have sex and just to satisfy and get gratification. That is also not. It must be with all the responsibilities of nikah. That the husband will look after the wife, wife will look after the husband. The object is to have children. No birth control and no contraceptive and no family planning. The object must be to have children. And then with all that, the spiritual side, which is more important, that the husband will train his wife spiritually, make her righteous, pious. The wife will work on her husband to make him righteous and pious. More just than food and water and shelter, the deeni side is more important. And when you have children, not only that we have children and we just feed and clothe them, bring them up, no, but the religious aspect. Teach them who is Allah. And then make them make the ibadat of Allah, that they become true and proper Muslims. All that is required. It is not just a matter of bed and bathroom, but they are all the other responsibilities. When the husband is asked, you prepared to marry so and so? And he says, yes. In that yes, all these things come in. It's just a three-letter word, but it entails in it much, much more greater. The same thing when the girl is asked, are you prepared to marry so-and-so? And she said, yes, I'm prepared. But it isn't just that, just getting married, but all these other responsibilities. From there we can understand that nikah in Islam is not just a social affair, but a great religious affair. It's a command of Allah. It is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is the basis and foundation for a society. And if we do it correctly, Islamically, for a perfect balance and a pious Islamic society, nikah is the most ideal and perfect thing which Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for us. So all those details are given now in this ayat. As we go along, all of it will be discussed. The conditions of nikah must be met for nikah to be valid. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn our deen, practice our deen, and propagate our deen to others as well. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.